From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he backs a new Republican plan to overhaul the nation's health care system.
We're going to do something that's great, and I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives and encouraged by members of both parties. I think, really, that we're going to have something that's going to be much more understood and much more popular than people can even imagine.
The plan was unveiled Tuesday by majority Republicans in Congress. It's aimed at repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, approved back in 2010 when Democrats were in the majority. Health and Human Services Secretary, former Congressman and Dr. Tom Price said Obamacare has been a hardship for many.
This is not about money. This is not about something else. This is about patients. And sadly, the costs are going up for those folks in the individual and small group market. The access is going down, and it's only getting worse.
Conservative members of Congress have criticized the plan as not going far enough to take government out of the health care industry. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Tuesday that Somalia needs massive support to prevent a repeat of the 2011 famine. The UN chief made a surprise visit to the country, meeting with the newly elected president, as well as UN and African Union officials, and touring a Baidoa hospital. Mr. Guterres said massive aid is required, and that will help other nations as well.
To address in an effective way the risk of famine is to support the stabilization of Somalia. It's the best way to address root causes of terrorism. It's the best way for rich countries to protect themselves.
He said there are more than 6 million people in need of humanitarian assistance in Somalia alone. That's almost half the population. This is VOA News.